Dividing four-digit numbers.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? Welcome back to Learn. In this lesson, we're going to be dividing. Yes, we're going to divide four-digit numbers by two-digit numbers. Let's begin. First of all, let's remember that division is sharing an amount into equal side groups. For example, 12 divided by 4. That means that 12 will be shared into 4 equal groups, and that will be 3 in each group, like in this case that we're seeing right here. So 12 divided by 4 equals 3. There we go. 4,562 divided by 25. To begin dividing, we have to know that this number is the dividend, and the dividend goes under the division bar. This number will be split into 25, and 25 is the divisor. To make it easier, you have 4,562 candies and you want to share that amount with your 25 friends. You have a lot of candies.
It sounds delicious.
Now we're ready to begin with the division process, which is at the bottom of your screen. Divide, multiply, subtract, bring down, and then repeat. So now we're going to look at the dividend, and we're going to take the number that we can divide into 25. It could not be 4 because we cannot divide 4 into 25, so it must be 45. This is the first number that we're going to be working on. We're going to see how many times can we put 25 into 45. It's not 2 because 25 times 2 is 50, so it must be 1. And we're going to write the number 1 at the top of our division bar. The next step is multiply 25 times 1. And 25 times 1 is equal to 25. Then we have to subtract 45 minus 25. 5 minus 5 is 0. 4 minus 2 is 2. So we got 20. Then we're going to bring down, is the next step, bring down the 6. Now we're going to get 206. Here we have to think harder because we have to find how many times can we put 25 into 206. It is not as hard as we think because 25 four times is equal to 100. If 25 four times is equal to 100, that means that 25 8 times is equal to 200. The number that we have is 206. That means that 8 could be the best option for us in this case. So then we're going to multiply 8 times 5 equals 40. Then 8 times 2 equals 16 plus 4 equals 20. 200. Then we're going to subtract, which is the next step. 6 minus 0, 6. Then 0 and also 0, then we're going to bring down the number 2. Don't stress out with the steps because as I told you at the beginning, they repeat again and again. That means that the more you practice, the better you will be. Okay, now let's continue. How many times do we have 25 into 62? Very good, that's 50. 25 times 2 equals 50. Okay, now so fast, I'm going to move this so that I can have more space. Now we have to subtract. It is very easy. We don't even need to regroup. 2 minus 0 is 2, and 6 minus 5 is 1. So I have a remainder of 12, and my answer is 182 with a remainder of 12. Very good. Here we have another example. In this example, we're going to be working faster because we already know what division is. So let's begin. How many times can we put 32 into 68? 32 times 1 is 32. I'm almost sure it will be 2. Let's see. Now let's multiply 2 times 2 equals 4. 2 times 3 equals 6. Yes, very good. It's 64. So our number is 2. Next, we have to subtract 8 minus 4 equals 4, 6 minus 0 equals 0. Then we have to bring down the number 1. It becomes in 41. Now think how many times we have 32 in 41. It is just 1. Next step is multiplying 32 times 1. That's Very easy is 32. And then the next step is subtracting 41 minus 32. In this case, we have to regroup because we cannot say 1 minus 2. And this is something that you should know from like second grade. And 11 minus 2 is 9. Then the 4 becomes 3. 3 minus 3 is 0. The next step, very good, bring down the 6. And then we have to think how many times we have 32 into 96. I think it will be 3 because we already multiplied 32 times 1. We already multiplied 32 times 2. And we already saw the numbers. So let's see. Let's try. 3 times 2 equals 6. 3 times 3 equals 9. Very good. And then we have to subtract 96 minus 96 equals 0. And the answer is 213. Very good. With no reminder. We have reached the end. Very good. You did it awesome. See you soon. If you enjoyed the video, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. Bye. Have fun with math.